Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 2.5 hours to spend together. You can continue to vote on the world's worst hit records, which we do every year, and you can do that up till the night before Halloween. Thanksgiving, yes, the night of turkeys, opened up on Halloween, the night of horrors, and we'll play them back live on Thanksgiving night. But it's a cumulative total, so if you've heard somebody else mention something you ardently hate, well, let us know what it is and we'll add you to the tally. You can do that while you're talking about absolutely anything that's on your mind. And speaking of minds, of course, mine up and left me long ago. And I started last night to talk about the 10 most valuable items you might own and not have any idea. And just after that, John was telling me that Superman 1, the comic book from about 1939 or so, sold for $9 million. Whoa. I think the last time it did was about $6 million, but regardless. On one of the stories, it was as they were cleaning out a home, they discovered that a guy had a stack of old Life magazines, and in the middle of one was Superman 1. So you never know what you've gotten. It may be worth more than you thought. I'm not surprised about comic books, for instance, and I guess I'm normally not surprised about vintage T-shirts. That's the first on the list in the article I saw. But it did stun me that in 1988, Harley Davidson shirt sold for $13,500. Well, all right, on eBay. Of course, one of the most expensive T-shirts ever sold. What am I saying? One of the, got to be the most expensive T-shirt ever sold on eBay. But while you may not have a collection of T-shirts, and as I heard that, I really cringed, because when I was in the record industry, I would, of course, get T-shirts from everybody. It was one of those things, and I probably, I don't know, had 5,000-6,000. And so I used them to clean cars, and I gave them away. And now I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I had no idea they'd turn out to have value. But that's the way it is. Now, on the other hand, you might not be likely to have a T-shirt collection, but how about something like cookie jars? Yes, eBay sold a 1940s Hull Pottery Little Red Riding Hood, and they regularly sell them, actually. I guess there's a lot of people who like them, and a lot of people have bought them. But over $100 each time they do. And some of the rare jars, well, one brought $2,300 this past March. So look around. Classic cameras, is that you? And of course, that will depend on brand. Leica was one. When it debuted in 1925, the Leica 1 was the first commercially available 35mm camera, which made it particularly popular. Leica M2, manufactured from 57 to 67. Well, an M2 now sells at least for $5,000 in average condition, up to $12,500 in mint condition. So take a look at your cameras. Now, vinyl records, I would tend to disagree with this. You know, well, everybody hears the story about that one collectible or what have you. But the bottom line is, what most people have are hits. And what are commercial hits usually were in great supply, so consequently demand is lower. Collecting anything, it's worth more when there aren't many of them. But if you've got some rare vinyl and it's in great condition, and that makes a difference too. For instance, I've got some rare vinyl that probably would qualify in the thousands of dollars if it weren't for the mold on the covers, you know, things like that, that will absolutely lessen the price. But you may have something and not realize it. Now, this next one, boy, talk about not realizing it. VHS tapes? Yeah, I said this can't possibly have value. Well, apparently, Disney lovers are paying up to $300 for old home releases in decent condition. And if you have one in the original shrink wrap, it can be worth a small fortune. and some of the most VHS valuable collectibles as far as money. An original Star Wars tape sold for $114,000 in 2022. Yes, it was shrink-wrapped. And a Back to the Future was fetched $75,000 that same year. So if you bought stuff and never opened it, might be something to think about. Old sport cards, I probably don't have to tell you about that because I think everybody knows that they can be quite pricey if you've got something rare. But fishing gear, yeah, all that stuff that's in the garage that you've been meaning to clean out. Well, one person had a Jack Charlton titanium fly reel from 1995, so not that old, is it? Brought $30,000. Why? There were only 20 made. So Boy Scout memorabilia, actually, is bringing quite a lot right now. And there is one collector who paid as much as $15,000 for a scouting collection. So if you possess exceedingly rare patches, for instance, such as the French Scout patch from the 1947 World Scout Jamboree, that sold for $71,000, and that was years ago, making it the most expensive patch ever sold. Pyrex and Tupperware can bring a pretty good buck. Christmas ornaments, yes, and more. So look around. That's right. I know Jim in Richmond's been cleaning out. Well, before you throw, see if there's anything that's rare enough that it might have some intrinsic value. So 888-876-5593. That's where we'll pick it up. We got some turkeys from Karen. We're talking to Eduardo, to Jim, and hopefully to you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Many a man has gone away, many a man has gone astray, searching for the treasures of a love that's true. I'm hoping that my treasure can be you, and
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh Jones. Didn't really mean to play that, actually. We did last night and played more of it, but recorded as the Majestics in 1964 for VIP and not released, but it was sort of in the Motown vaults. The Temptations did it as an album cut, and then when the Monitors, who the Majestics actually were, the majority of them, put out Greetings, the album when Greetings, This Is Uncle Sam came out, they put that on it, and so there it is, released finally in 1968, and that was on Soul. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Karen is in Chicago. Karen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself? You're going to vote for me? For the world's
worst? Yes, I definitely have a couple.
Good.
One is Riders on the Storm.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
And Truckin' by the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
Right. And I'd like to vote for Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulip.
Okay.
And I also want to vote for, is it Sloop John B., the Beach Boys?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Okay, and that's it.
Those are fine, fine choices. Thanks for voting.
Thank you.
All right. If you think of anything else, call us back. All right, so you can vote as often as you want. Just you can never vote twice for the same song. But other than that, as many as make you nauseous, that qualifies. That's as long as it's where you get your exercise in, because you're lunging for that radio dial saying, I am not going to hear that again, that qualifies. Eduardo in Tampa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh, let me set out that in a few hours, it's November 21st, and in 1783... was the first hot air balloon ride.
Wow.
I wanted to make a note of, yeah. That long, 1783, November 21st.
Were they intending to do this? Okay.
I thought, I
This had to be a Paris thing. Right?
I'm going to guess it is. Yeah, I didn't really,
I'm pretty sure that's a Paris thing. So I can't swear to it, but I think it was a couple of people and how far they flew and how far up in the air they got, but I'm pretty sure it's a Paris thing. All right.
I like the around the world in 80 days. So that's,
yeah,
I think that's one of the things they did.
Well, all right.
That's one of my movies there.
All right.
This evening, I went to a networking event, and I was one of two people who had the winning raffle. And
really?
I got, yeah. So the other person won a $50 Amazon gift card, and I got a Stella Rosa Black.
What's that?
Wine bottle, to be exact.
Oh, all right. I wouldn't have known. All right, so you got a bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. All right.
Well, yeah, this is 50 ounces.
That's a pretty good amount.
Yeah.
Have any idea what the value is? You're going to sell it on eBay?
But yeah. Next week is Thanksgiving, so, hey, I got to... That was on my list to get, but now I don't have to.
Well, I just looked this up while we're talking. Now I got to see how many ounces this is, but I worry about wine that's only $10. But let's, Stella Rosa. Yes, apparently here's that. But now let's see. This is only 5 ounces. So if you have 50 ounces, that could be $100 bottle of wine.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm going to share it. I mean, it is Thanksgiving next week, so we'll have the gathering anyways.
Well,
my younger brother's coming on Monday, so we're all sharing, all three of us.
Good.
With Mom.
Good. Yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, this is lucky because Saturday, Florida Blue was giving away, this past Saturday, was giving away free turkeys.
Uh-huh.
So... I get there. They're super early, and there must have been like 10 cars because they didn't pass them out till like 11 a.m. on Saturday.
But you got yourself the turkey.
Yep.
All right, so you're good to go.
A nice sized turkey, yeah.
All right.
So now the only thing I have to get is dessert. That's all I got to get.
I wonder how you win that.
Well, I'm not planning on doing it. I just
get
it myself. But
you're pretty lucky at this point. Maybe there's someone giving away dessert.
Yeah, between now and next Thursday, yeah, you never know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's keep an eye out on those contests.
Yeah. Oh, and I also called in because I'm thinking about getting a shed, and I have to get a survey. Apparently, they didn't have a survey when we got the place, so we have to get a survey.
Yeah, and you probably need a permit.
Which this guy from I think it's Tough Shed. They're with Home Depot.
Okay.
He said he was taking care of this, but he said, we got to get the survey. So that's one thing that we got to.
Now, there's many, many types from which to choose. Are you thinking about metal or wood?
It's going to be 8x10 wood frame.
Wood frame. That's very nice.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice size.
Yeah, at least like a window. And
okay.
I don't need to have like two doors, but we'll kind of sit down and kind of like discuss details in the coming weeks.
Well, good.
I have like a window, and then maybe on the side, and then the door is fine, But it's like 8x10.
Nice size. Now, are you using this primarily for storage?
Yeah, it's going to be storage. So I got the porch in the front, and there's some stuff, not a lot. And it should be sufficient to clear that out. And it'd be kind of like my choice, or if there's an input, maybe we can even do, if we're clever, do it like a extra room,
You could. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you could insulate the thing and all that. If you wanted to do it as
there
a room,
you
probably want to do that. It's not that terribly expensive, especially if you do it as a do-it-yourself project. They're not that hard to insulate, and it's easy to put up the drywall. So you could, if you wanted to do that, do that by all means. Now, how big is the lot that you're putting it on? Okay. Well, if these are too hard,
it's going to be in the back.
yeah, I know it's going to be in the back, but you're going to need when you find out about codes and all that, you're going to need a certain amount of setbacks. You have to have enough room.
Yeah, I mean, what is it here? Here we go, because I got the paper here. Total area is 824 square feet.
Well, that's of the structure, not of your lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a lot significantly bigger than that, we hope. Yeah, well, yeah. Good. Have you picked out a place you'd like it to be in the backyard?
Yeah, I was wanting it, like, as close as possible to the house.
All right.
You know, you can kind of, like, just step out the back here and from the patio and just go right in there and,
okay.
You know.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just check out to see what the code is. There'll be something on that. And also, since you're in Florida, you want to find out how you're going to set it on the lot. What are you setting it on? Are you going to raise it a little so you don't have a moisture problem? I mean, there's all those considerations, too.
Yeah, and I'm looking at here because on here on the fly here, they got the wall here that's like 55 to 50-year limited warranty, wood siding.
Yeah, well, that's all on the outside of it. That's not about the foundation, though. But, yeah, you've got a lot of foundations from width to choose, so think carefully about that. But as you get further, let me know how it's going. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, I have more details, you know, once
right.
You sit down and, you know.
Yeah, well, good luck. That'll be fun.
Yeah, hopefully it'll look good, yeah.
All right, good deal. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, have a good week, everyone.
You too.
Yeah.
All right, so Eduardo's going to build himself a shed. My. All right, so we'll get to Sharon in St. Charles and Fran in Austin and Jim in Richmond, and we have 2 hours. And I don't exactly remember what the deal was on that, but I think it's about time for me to shut up right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And Tina Turner, she wrote it. Ike and Tina, 1973 on UA, recorded it, and that was a version of it. And Nutbush does exist. It absolutely, it's unincorporated, but it's in Haywood County, and it's on the map and all sorts of stuff like that. And actually, I figured to talk about this next hour, perhaps, but engineer Bob sends me all these great links, and one of them was bizarre town names. And I knew a few of them, but a few I didn't. As for Nutbush, it was European settlers who brought in, unfortunately, indentured African Americans to work the cotton mills and things like that that they developed there. But people are still living there today, about, 250 maybe. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh takes us to Fran and Austin with some boats. All right, Fran.
Hey, Hey, Raleigh, I got a few more. A couple were mentioned last night. Mellow Yellow.
Okay.
And Hurdy Gurdy Man. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's painful to listen to.
Okay.
And I don't know if I voted for this or not. I was talking to Johnny earlier today, and he was, mentioned it, and I thought, how could I forget that? I've never been to Me.
Oh, no. I think you're the first. And I was surprised. I was hoping I'd be able next Thursday to say we went a whole year without hearing for a vote, and I've never been to Me. We forgot about it. But no, it's alive. You've brought it back to mind. Yes. What an absolutely putrid song.
Oh, God. Hey, lady.
Yeah, really. I know.
I will sing them.
Yeah, Scott God. Shannon's claim to fame, unearthing that. You know, it was dead in the Capitol vaults for so long, I thought we'd escaped it entirely, but no. So
I have to come along. Actually, I thought Johnny said he voted for it, and that's what made me think
of
it. Oh,
really? No, I don't think, this week, I don't think we've had one yet. But
he said if he didn't, to vote for it for him. So.
Oh, all right. Well, he'll probably call in and vote for it.
Yeah, hopefully he'll call in. Just quickly, speaking of Johnny Goen, he's added a bunch of new songs.
Oh, yeah.
Those annoying public service ads that he used to have to play are gone, so the show is really flowing nicely. And I would, I just want to give him a plug, and anybody that's listen to soulofthecity.net.
soulofthecity.net Sundays from 6 p.m. to midnight Central Time. Yes.
Yeah, we absolutely never miss it, and we listen to the whole 6 hours.
I really wish that they had found some of the PSAs from the 60s that were so wonderful. There's a series I've been looking for, actually, and it was one that Arnold Stang voiced for physical fitness. And, all these walking PSAs, how he got involved in a Polish wedding and all this stuff. And they're just hilarious. And,
I remember some of those.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I can't find them anywhere. But we used to run them all the time in the mid-60s and gone forever, I guess.
Oh, and speaking of another one, Pilot of the Airwaves. I don't know if too many people have heard that, but, it's...
Yeah, I'm afraid it does qualify for a hit. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a hit, but it's like, if I never hear it again, that'll be fine with me.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you have it. I was trying to see about Charlene, because, she's still alive from I've Never Been to Me fame. And so...
Has she ever done anything else?
Well, she actually... She's done some things, yeah. But she did a lot of demos. When she was at Motown, she was a writer for them for the most part. And she did stuff for Michael Jackson. I don't know that they, came out or whatever. But when they decided they'd release her as a single, her name was Charlene Duncan, so they just shortened it to Charlene. And her first single was It Ain't Easy Coming Down, and it probably was on the charts for a week. And there was an album that came out, a tribute to Freddie Prinze. Okay, well, there you have it. And then by 78, there was an unreleased album. I think that was Areola. So, but the I've Never Been to Me, as I say, it got on the charts for a week or so in 1977. And then, of course, Scott Shannon brought it back to life, whether we wanted it or not. And so she's a Los Angeles girl, and she's back there. And I know she did some things for a while. She did a duet with Stevie Wonder, of all things. I don't know what happened with that. And then she produced another LP that a lot of stuff that nothing happened. But her songwriting, some of it was on a soap opera on NBC's Passions, and she did a tour of the UK with Kiki Dee. And so then I guess she got remarried because she became Charlene Oliver. I don't know the deal behind what was that. And she released a single a couple years ago called Destiny. And I mean, that's within the last 5 years. So, that was the deal. And apparently it made some inroads in Great Britain and all that. But It's interesting that I've never been to me in one incarnation or another has been on tons of TV shows. What a shame.
Oh, my God.
I know. I know.
I'm glad I don't watch too much TV.
But here's the best part. It's become a very popular choice for drag queens. So,
I can kind of see that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, it was even in a movie, The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and emphasis on queen. And so, obviously she's a one-hit wonder as far as that goes, but she has been doing things from time to time, never fully going away, and her second husband was involved with Los Angeles County, one of the agencies there. I don't know what. But I heard she moved to Fort Worth recently. I don't know where she was doing music, you know, courses or something. But yes, I don't know if she's still in Fort Worth or what the deal is. But, you know, she was a working man, so to speak, or a working woman, songwriter and singer. But other than Scott Shannon's find, we never really heard anything.
Well, if anything was as bad as that, I don't want to hear it.
But I'll tell you, I'm going to start looking for videos of the drag version of I've Never Been to Me. It should be hilarious.
Oh, that should be hilarious. Yeah. That would be hilarious. I'd love to have that on description video.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'll look for that.
And, well, you just mentioned Kiki D, so why not? Don't go breaking my heart.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that song.
Oh, yeah, it was a hit, too.
Yeah.
Okay, go breaking my heart. All right. Good enough.
And I think I said Papa Don't Preach, did I?
No, I don't think so. But there we go, Madonna. Okay. Madonna.
Yeah, Papa Don't Preach.
Okay, Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty Gertie and Donovan. Yeah, okay. I think we got them all for this night.
Well, excellent. I'm sure you'll come up with more, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Yeah, so many bad songs, so little time.
Yes, isn't that the truth? All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay,
all right.
Sure.
Yeah. Every year I start to know what, either the streaming services or Sirius or one of those comes, because there are songs that you normally would never think of, and suddenly it's getting 6 votes. But I was pleased that I've Never Been to Me until tonight. I had no votes, but apparently we just can't forget it. But yeah, I'll be looking for the drag version right about now. Then we'll be talking to Jim and Sharon and Cindy and Linda, and hopefully you two on WGN Radio.
Stupid heart not to believe you. You've got two good girls strung out, and there's not the slightest doubt that other girls have loved you before. But you work your thing so well, I'll dream of heaven and live in hell till I can't take it anymore. If I had 1 ounce of pride, I'd stand up or step aside, but man, I love you. So I'll accept the crumbs you drop, 'cause I'm a fool and I can't stop or rise above you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's Andrew Willis. Actually, that record was written in the 60s. Benny King had it out originally, and a number of artists did it to absolutely no success whatsoever. And then here comes Andra Willis in 1973 on Capitol. And she had been on the Lawrence Welk show. She's originally from Australia. And this was a flip side. The record did nothing. It was a flip of a flop. But I heard this and I thought, this is downright the best version of Till I Can't Take It Anymore I've ever heard. So I just loved it. But anyway, it's only a hit here. That's for sure. So Andra Willis and Till I Can't Take It Anymore. All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Raleigh. Thank you for taking my call. But when you were talking to Eduardo in Florida, I started laughing because in 2010, my property is 60 feet by 90 feet. And in the back of my property, I put a 8x10 shed in the back of the in my property on the left side.
Okay.
And it was so funny because several years ago, I got an assessment on my property and they said a house with a garage.
Well, all right. That's probably
you couldn't even fit a Mini Cooper in that.
Yeah, but you know, if they classified it in some other way, it might have cost you more.
Right. But I didn't let it go because it made my property a little richer. So I just thought it was funny when Eduardo was talking about
it. Yeah, it is. Well, we'll see how his shed comes. Like I say, but in Florida, I hope he's going to spend a lot of time planning that foundation because that's what's going to be important.
Right. I put a yard of rocks underneath mine.
Yeah.
And then I had to dig out the back of it because my property in the back of the yard is on a hill.
Ah.
And I did all that. But it's been up there since 2010 and hasn't moved.
Well, that's good. It's still there. All right. Good deal.
Right.
Now, hopefully it's now empty.
Yeah, they took a lot of stuff out of there.
Okay, good.
My friend Shara came over and she looked at it and she goes, "What? There's nothing left in here."
That's great.
Know? And I have a gas-powered lawnmower and a electric lawnmower, and she's going to take the electric lawnmower next summer.
Okay.
And it was about the only things that are left in there.
Okay.
And before, you couldn't even open the door because you couldn't go in, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, they filled up the dumpster, and my brother came over today, and we had to make sure everything was level in there. And he was finding stuff that shouldn't have been thrown in there.
Uh-huh.
And I was laughing because, you know, that was your son. That was your son, you know.
Yeah.
And so we took the few things out that shouldn't have been in there, and it's completely leveled under the line of the top of the dumpster.
All right.
And they're coming tomorrow morning. And then afterwards, Shara and I are going out for a fish fry to celebrate.
All right.
And then I have a proposal for you. Can you give me the address that I can send you a check?
No, don't send us money. Do not send us money.
Wait. Can I finish?
Yeah.
Can you please order a CC radio to go to James? Because you know how.
No, I appreciate that, but no. We need to know more about what's going on with James, but I'll keep that in mind, and maybe that will be one of his prizes because he's won so many things. Maybe we can send him one, but first he's got to get set up.
Right. I would love to send him.
No, I appreciate that.
So he can listen.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm not sure that he's in a position to do it yet, but as soon as he is, we'll work it out, and like I say, maybe that'll be his contest prize.
I would send him an EV Pro.
All right. Well, thanks.
And then play a few more songs for him.
Well, I'll do what I can. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jim. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large and be back to it right here with you on WGN Radio.
Got in town and I'm looking around, trying to get something going. I licked my finger, put it up in the wind to see which way my fate was blowing. I'm walking through Hollywood, trying to find something good, bumping down Sunset.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James and Lenny Williams, 1977, and Shoot a Foo Foo, a fine record. Good beach music song, too. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, that takes us to Debbie in Raleigh. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Debbie.
Well, hey, how about you? Glad you picked me first, because I had a song and I didn't want to forget the name of it and the artist. That would be Minnie Riverton's Loving You.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. It's already on the list. We'll second that.
Okay, that's what I was about to say. I don't know if some of these are on your list not, so I'm just going to rattle them off.
Oh, good.
Okay, all right, Jive Talk.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, really.
Why
yeah,
not?
Some, I don't know. They say there's something for everybody. Yellow Submarine.
Ah, yes. Yes, good choice.
Now, this next one, The Bird is the Word. I like the middle part of it where the like a musical thing, but I just can't stand that repetitious, The Bird is the Word, whatever the heck.
All right. All right. Well, you know, I mean, it's in the vein of Papa Umau Mau, of course, so it's what you'd expect.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it has that in the song, too. Okay. We Built This City.
Okay.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Ah.
A Daisy a Day.
Oh, really? Judge Strunk.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't help it. But.
Okay.
Ebony Eyes.
Oh, okay.
Teddy Bear, the sad song about the little boy that...
Yes, Red Solvine, okay.
Yeah, that one. I'm sorry, I just can't handle that. I mean, it was a good story, but, you know, it's too, you know. Red Roses for a Blue Lady, that would be
Dick Dana, okay.
Yeah, and that's about all I know for that.
But. Well, that's all good choices.
I'm glad you think so.
Oh, absolutely.
Because sometimes when I mention a song that I want you to play, I can hear you groan like...
Yeah. You
know? And finally, the one you played at the top of the hour, I think that's got to go to that thing.
Which one? Oh, Till I Can't Take It Anymore?
You played it at...
Female vocalist?
I think so. You played it at the first part of this hour.
Well, yeah, that was Till I Can't Take It Anymore. You can't vote for it. It's not a hit.
Oh, God, yeah. I didn't think so. But
Oh, I love that song.
Okay.
I just love it. But no, I can't. I'm
really? Well, maybe it'll grow on me.
No, probably not. It'd be like a fungus. But I'd heard the song for years because, like I said, Benny King did it and a number of other R&B performers did it, and it always left me cold. Oh. And then when Andrew Willis did it, I'm like, damn, that's a good song. So
I'm going to go back tomorrow and listen to the remake of this program. And give it a second.
Well, no, I mean, you know, something for everybody. It's certainly, she's certainly acting quite emotional in it. I realize that, but I like the instrumentation behind it. And I thought it was great, great lyrics. That's right. I'll dream of heaven and live in hell till I can't take it anymore.
Oh, well, you know, like I said, I'll go revisit
it. All right.
And, for people that haven't heard Johnny Dolan's program, they need to.
All right.
One of the persons that listened to your show and I were talking by phone, and we were listening to that program at the same time over our speakers. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, so soulofthecity.net, and that's Sunday night,
and
6 p.m. to midnight.
Houston Radio Platinum also.
Right, and that
on
may
your
be,
device.
That may be the only way you'll get it on your device. You're right.
Well, yeah. Because
right.
I don't want to type my phone that long.
Right. HoustonRadioPlatinum.com. Good deal.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Your other caller.
Good deal. Appreciate it. All right. So maybe Johnny will check in later. Let us know what's coming up for this weekend. And speaking of checking in later, we'll have another edition of 2020 News, as we do nightly. And we'll get to more of your calls, like Sharon. And Sharon is, let's see here, if I can say goodbye to Debbie. No, I can't, apparently. I'll free up this line one way or another. There we go. Sharon in St. Charles, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know. I really enjoy your turkey songs every year.
And last year I came up with Pretty Little Dolly, which yes. I didn't know was just locally popular and not. So I'm hoping this song, I heard it on, was it Wolfman Jack's show? I listened to Johnny and Stephen Johnny uh-huh. on Saturday nights to Sunday mornings. And then, of course, this Wolfman Jack comes on, who I understand is dead.
Yes, very much so.
But at one time he had a program.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm assuming that it... So I thought, well, I hadn't really thought about this song in a long time, but he played it, I think it was last Saturday, Woolly Bully.
Oh, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yes.
Sure. Yes. Oh, yeah. Sam was full of wonderful songs like that, and Little Red Riding Hood, and other things you'd never want to hear again.
Well, I just said, oh, my goodness. I just totally forgot about that song until he played it, and I thought, yeah, I don't like it.
Okay. Well, let's consider it on the list.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Anyone else?
No, I've been doing some meditating about seconding some things, but it takes me a while.
Oh, all right. Well, meditation, I like that. We'll up-level the list for that alone. Yes, that it was meditated upon. I love that. All right. Well, if you think of anything, if any of them hit you, you know, unlimited amount you can vote for.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of, you know, I think this goes on until Monday, right?
Oh, no, it'll go till Wednesday. It'll go till Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And then Wednesday when the show's over, I start working and I work up until Thursday night, a night of turkeys, when we play them back.
Okay, good.
Yep, so you got time.
I'm sure I'll call back with some.
I'm counting on it. All right, thanks, Sharon.
Okay.
Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Cindy is in Chicago. All right, Cindy, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I had forgot about the turkey songs. I had been falling asleep this time
good.
Of year.
Well, sleep sacred.
Kind of, no.
That's good.
No song and all. But then, anyhow, I have two songs. One is the dumbest, stupidest song ever written, and you'll totally agree with me. It's Sylvia's mother said.
Oh, no, actually, I kind of liked it. Dr. Hook.
And then the other song was the meanest song ever written, because when I was a child, I always call about this song. I had, you know, my father gave me a radio. And when I was growing up, I had literally sick crush on the Irish boy next door. But that song, Angie Baby,
okay.
And all I ever did, that song is so mean.
Don't
you think that was a sick song?
Never thought about one way or another.
But then, anyhow, I had forgotten to mention it when I had called a couple times. I was kind of worrying about James on the James on the south
yeah,
side.
We yeah. heard from James.
Yeah, I hadn't heard what's going on, but I had a request for him.
Okay.
Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do. I don't know that we'll be playing any Christmas, but just in case.
Okay, well, maybe coming up, but then anyhow, in a few weeks. But, I don't know, I read about economics, but I only had two economics, and I thought about it, and I think I'm going to hang on to I got a lot of gold jewelry. You follow, you know, stuff like this, I think, where the Japanese bond treasury, whatever, bond market is rising and the American bond treasuries are selling off. And I think it's a time for me to hang on to my gold and not sell a little of it, right?
It never hurts to have a sufficient amount of gold, because gold will never be worthless. Now, it's a bad idea to invest in gold because you think it's really going to go up in price. And it is right now, by the way.
Yeah.
But that's it's somewhat frightening. It's over $4,000 an ounce, which, of course, tells you more about our currency than does about gold. But when you're talking about gold in the form of jewelry, it's only worth the melt weight. And so,
yeah, I know.
You know, it'll have some value, but sure, I'm a big believer in everybody having a certain amount of precious metals, because it will always, when everything else hits the fan, it will have intrinsic value. But it's not an investment vehicle if you're saying I want to increase my holdings, because it very well may not do that. It might. Right now it's looking wonderful,
right,
but it may not.
But then anyhow,
I mean, copper is alarmingly high right now. Speaking of commodities, copper is under.
I have a lot of silver.
Well, silver's over $50 an ounce right now, so that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot in my safe, but anyhow, and then I was kind of enraged today by the failure of the American public school system.
That's for another show. We're not even going to do that, because that's very political. We're not going to have that discussion.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
no, that's very political. So we'll stay away from that and leave that for the shows that delve into that. We'll just have fun playing the world's worst hits.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, there's much to say about all those. But, you know, there's a plethora of shows dealing with all that and more. So whatever the side of the aisle you are on issues like that, you can find a show that is repeating whatever it is you're thinking right now. On this one, we'll just play a bumper you haven't heard in a while, coming up on WGN Radio.
Angel, angel, oh.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Bobby Helms, my special angel, 1958 on Decca. Just a wonderful, wonderful, 57 actually, on Decca. Wonderful song. And of course, this time of year, everybody hears Bobby Helms because, of course, he sung the original Jingle Bell Rock. And, of course, I don't know, made almost nothing because he didn't write it. Oh, but did he? And that was an interesting story. It was allegedly written by a public relations guy from Massachusetts who was a resident of Ocean Beach, Atlantic City, and he and another advertising guy supposedly wrote it. Well, they wrote something, and apparently when it got to the studio, a number of people, including Hank Garland, who played guitar on this, and Bobby Helms, Hank and Bobby got together before they recorded and said, "We gotta fix this," and they did. And that's why it was a hit, and probably the only reason it was a hit. and never got writer's credits, neither of them. It was Charlton Beale and James Ross Booth who got the writer's credits ad nauseum, and meanwhile, Bobby Helms got a thank you very much, and that was the deal. But to this day, every Christmas, you'll hear Jingle Bell Rock. But I was like my special angel. I thought he did a wonderful job on that. So 888-876-5593 takes us to Linda in Richland Park. So, Linda, here, wait a minute. Don't go away, because I think it's time to go to the news. I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that it's about that time. We'll do it right after this on WGN Radio.
The queen of the little red, white, and blue.
Mama Roo.
She was the queen of the little red, white, and blue. Said, ooh, I get your spy, boy. Prepare yourself to die, boy. Medicine man got heat, strong power. You know better than to mess with me. Like a rival, la 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 la, fruit. Like a rival, la 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 la, fruit, fruit. If you see a spy boy sitting in the bush, mess him on his head and give him a push. Get out the dishes, get out the pan. Ooh, he fell for the medicine man. La 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 hand. Come on down, boy, and follow me. Wham, bam, thank you, man. Come on, boy, and follow me.
Mama Roo.
She was the queen of the little, little, white and blue.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Of course, that's Dr. John and Mama Roo. He would have turned 84 years old today. Yeah, Mac Rabinick, born in 1941 in New Orleans. And his whole family played music as far as that goes. His father had a TV repair shop and also had a little record corner, too. Sadly died in 2019, heart attacks in New Orleans, 77 years old. But yeah, Mama Roo. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Linda in Richland Park, what's happening tonight, Linda?
Oh, I'm just listening and enjoying your program. I heard you play the song Nut Bush about
Tina Turner,
right? And you know, she was singing this song telling about how it was, and I thought about it. So you know what, this sounds just like the place where my mother lived. It was, it had a weird name. So could you believe it?
Oh, is that Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay.
Mississippi.
That's what I thought.
S-O-S-O.
Right. Absolutely. No, I know that's Jones County. I know where this is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do, actually. And so I'm aware of So-So. It's, you know, I was going to talk about that and never got around to it. Maybe next week. There's a lot of towns with insane names, but So-So is not all that far from Laurel. It's not on an interstate, but it's also not too far from 55. Yep.
So you never lived down there, though, did you?
Nope. Nope, had a real good friend who owned radio stations there and grew up there. Sadly, in fact, the guy who turned me on to Mama Roo first played it for me, Ronnie Grant, but sadly he killed himself. But anyway.
That's sad. So got a history. Yes, this, you would, someone need to read write a book on it, you know, because it has a history. Oh, my God.
Oh, of course it does.
That's where my grandma lived and my mother. And until she got married, then she moved to Illinois. But they had even a movie about it, and they had Matthew McConaughey. I think he was the actor for that movie. And So-So, he played as an Indian that came to So-So, and that's where he start his family.
And Paul Davis was born there, the singer.
Oh, okay. So I don't know what songs he made.
Oh, he made a lot of things. I Go Crazy was probably his biggest hit from 77. That was a top 10 on Billboard. 65 Love Affair, also top 10. Cool Night was pretty big. So he did a number of things. And his daddy was a preacher,
okay.
And he mostly lived in Meridian. But, yeah, after the Civil War, that's when So-So started to develop. And there were a number of people there who had a certain amount of fame as far as that goes.
You know the guy, Suge Knight, that's where he's from.
Okay, there you go. And
he's from there, and they claim that Suge Knight's relatives, Matthew McConaughey, pretended that he acted like he was Indian that settled there.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of the movie, but the movie came out about 5 years ago, because a lot of people at some So-So, they went to see the movie, you know, and they were all so proud, you know. So,
well, that's interesting. I know they had a hell of a tornado about 5 years ago. It was all over the Weather Channel.
Oh, yeah. My cousins, they hit on their road. They were lucky because they had old raggedy houses. They had insurance.
Oh, wow. Good.
Their houses are worth like $300,000
$400,000. Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
I was laughing because my other cousin that lived on the other side of the road, nothing happened to his house. Nothing.
Yep.
But on the side of the road where my cousin Sandra just tore up all of them, that whole line, and they had insurance, and they got paid good. They have beautiful homes over there. People go and marvel how beautiful their houses are.
Well, that is
so
nice, because
it's
really
a sensible.
Very impoverished area overall. It's not big, as you know. Not many people live there.
Yeah, it is.
But
no, it's not. That's what I said. It reminded me of, she was talking about Nutbush, because they just had, like, one store. And so at one time they had a bank, and I don't know if they still got it or not. But they just had a little store. It was called Shorty Ross, and he was a midget.
Okay.
He owned that store for years. If you ask anybody about Shorty Roy, he made history for himself there. He was like a cowboy, but he was no more than about, if he might have made 4 feet tall.
Wow.
And he had that store for a long time. That city was known for a lot of people coming out of there. It was pretty well known for stuff.
Yeah.
So if I ever get that movie, I'm going to call my cousin and get the name of the movie, and I'll call you back and tell you. But I wanted to tell you also, I got some songs that I want to put on the list, too.
Okay. I'm looking for the movie, by the way. Was it called The Free State of Jones?
It could be. I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
Did it come out in 2016?
It might have. And who was the actor?
That's what we're going to look at right now. Let's see. Gary Ross, right? Yep, Matthew McConaughey. So there you go.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, it's called The Free State of Jones.
Right. And so that's where all my cousins, they said, that's your cousin. That's your cousin, too. They said, Suge Knight, that's your cousin. Suge Knight is not related to me. I am not related to the Knight. Serious. Okay. So don't put me. I said, now, Uncle L. Knight married my Aunt Emma. But there was no blood there as far as, you know, I don't have no knives in my blood. So I said, well, he just married into the family. My auntie had 13 kids.
Wow.
And out of the 13 kids, they were all knights. So when they had the movie, they all went and invited me and a lot of more relatives. But we said, no, we're not related to them by blood. We just by marriage, you know.
Right.
But we appreciate it. But, yeah, they did. So they made that movie.
Right. And Newton Knight, for people who don't know, that's what the story is about, because he led a revolt against the Confederacy. And so that's what the story's about. Yeah.
Right. And it was portrayed in the city of So-So.
Yeah.
That's where he landed, in So-So. So they have a reunion every year with all the Knights, and they invite me to come. I said, I'm not coming to that, because they think Suge Knight is the bomb. I said, I don't think so. I think Suge Knight was the bodyguard for Tupac. I'm thinking in my memory bank. I'm not sure. But I think he was driving the car when Tupac got killed.
Wow. Okay.
And they said they didn't like Suge Knight. They said Suge Knight had the wrong attitude about life. So they, a lot of them didn't like him. So I said, I can't make nothing on it because I didn't know him. He wasn't related to me, but his background, where he came from, was where my mother came from. So I can't speak on him. But anyway, I wanted to give you the songs that I don't like.
That you absolutely hate. The ones that make you turn off the radio. Let's hear them.
Exactly. It's My Party. I Cry If I Want To.
Okay. Yeah. Leslie Gore.
When I was in the eighth grade or somewhere around there, we thought that song was the bomb. But I think about it now, so it's the worst song ever.
Ah.
And
but it did well for Quincy Jones anyway.
Oh, it did? How did he get involved with it?
He produced it. He's the one who gave it to Leslie Gore.
Oh, I never knew
that. Yeah, absolutely. He was charged with producing her. He went over to her house with about 20 demo songs, and they were listening to them all. And they, you know, she rejected them all. And when she got to It's My Party, she said, "Well, I guess that's a maybe." And so he's all right. Mm-hmm. Guess we're gonna do it. And so he produced it.
Oh, okay. I never knew that.
Yep.
But we loved it. We loved it. We used to go to my girlfriend Pamela Wilson. And, man, she would play the heck up out of that song. We'd sing this song over and over and over. And the other song I hate is Sherry Baby. Ooh.
Oh, Sherry, yes, the first record for the Four Seasons.
Ugh, I hate that. My cousin loved that song, Sherry Baby.
Well, probably people who like It's My Party like Sherry as well. That wouldn't that wouldn't be too surprising. I could see that. But there was a lot of talent behind It's My Party. That's for sure. Quincy Jones produced it, and it was arranged by Claus Ogerman, who was a phenomenal arranger. And so a lot of stuff there. But okay, so we got that, and we got Sherry, which put the Four Seasons on the map. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know they put them on the map.
Yeah, they never had a hit before it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what started it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else we got?
Well, I was just thinking about, some other songs that I was going to give you, and I can't think of it right now. I just took off the top of my head. But it was about the man said it takes 10 pounds of clay.
100 pounds. Okay, Gene McDaniels, 100 pounds of clay.
Oh, I hate that song.
He did, too.
I hate it.
I love it. He didn't like it either. All right.
You liked it?
Well, yeah, Snuff Garrett produced it. I like everything Snuff Garrett produced. About 100 pounds of clay. All right, so, but Gene McDaniels always fought with him because he had him do a lot of records like that, like Chip Chip and a ton of things. And Gene wanted to be a serious singer. And this was another artist where Snuff Garrett had to patiently explain that that Liberty Records was a for-profit institute and that they were not going to sing better songs. They were going to sing hit songs. All right, so, yeah.
Okay, well, did they also put Donkachon on there?
Oh, Wayne Newton. Yeah, where they had to write on the label that it wasn't Miss Wayne Newton because a lot of people thought that was a woman.
Singing from The Voice?
Yeah.
Oh, The Sound of the Voice. Yeah,
The Sound of the Voice.
He used to come on TV and for a Christmas special for Hattiesburg. I don't know if you ever heard of Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Of course, everybody's heard of Hattiesburg. That's big.
Yeah, that's where my grandmama. Well, my grandmama, on my father's side, she was from Hattiesburg, but they called it where she stayed. What did they call it? Something. It was like a junction or something. What did they call?
Well, Hattiesburg is the hub city, and the reason it's called the hub city is because it's the connection to so many different places. But during the civil rights movement, it was the connection for a lot of what was going on. So, hub city, railroads, highways, things like that. Yep.
Yeah, my grandma was involved in a lot of this stuff, but I'm not getting into that. But that's where they would show him for the Christmas special.
Okay.
Wayne Newton.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, we all just love him singing that Donkachon. I think Donkachon, what does that mean? Thank you or something?
Yeah, I guess in German.
Oh, all right. That's what you think so? That's what it means? Thank you?
It sounds good to me. I'm not sure it means means that. But I think it basically means thank you very much. Danke is thanks, and schön is nice or beautiful. So thanks nicely, maybe, would be. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure we, you know, loosely translated to thank you very much. But danke is
and
thanks.
I just remember where my grandma stayed. It was Palm Springs.
Okay.
Palm Springs, okay. Hattiesburg, that's where she stayed, in Palm Springs, Hattiesburg.
Okay.
And they would always show Wayne Newton doing the Christmas special. And he was fat when he was little.
Well, yes.
And another guy sang with him, I don't know if it was his brother, whoever, but he would be on there too. And we would love us some Wayne Newton.
That's funny.
Donka Sean. But one last thing, maybe you might know. The last name, Kunisch, is that German?
I don't know.
I had a friend, his name was Norman Kunisch for many years. I was always ashamed to ask, are you German? But he had all the fittings of a German person.
Well, if it was K-O-E-N, it might have pronounced Kane, might have been the pronunciation, Kanish. But I don't know.
He was my classmate. They called him Norman Kunisch.
Okay.
He was my classmate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just always thought he was a German. He just kind of fit the role. But he was a nice person, but he just fit the role. And he's still living today, too, lost all his hair.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it is a German name, and I guess you can pronounce it any way you want, but I think that in German it wouldn't be Kuhn, it would be Kane, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was kind of weird. You know, I've met a lot of people, been a lot of places, done a lot of things, and I got a meeting one story that I just all keep it all to myself, you know. I sit up and lay up and think about
the
good things.
Here in America, we're a melting pot, so he might have a German last name, but his mother might have had an English last name or a Swiss last name. You never know. So I think we're kind of an amalgamation of everything.
Right, exactly. So I don't want to hold your show up any longer. I just enjoy listening
all
to
right.
your show all the time, and I was thinking about James. I hope he gets better. I'm really hoping
he
gets better.
Yeah, me too. All right.
So.
Well, thanks,
all
Linda.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for accepting my call.
Always.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and I guess I just looked up Kanish, if it is pronounced that way, but the family derivation. The highest population of Kanish families in America was in 1920 in North Dakota. So there you have it. All right. Useless knowledge. We're here for nothing else, I guarantee it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. And I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio. We're going to go into the news about a minute here, so I thought we would forego the bumper and start to find out what is on Elizabeth in Rock Falls' mind. I think she's got some votes on the world's worst hit record. So what you got for me?
Well, this is a song that I both love and hate. I don't know how to explain that. But Rocky Burnett, Toeing the Line.
Okay, Toeing the Line. That's a big hit. Okay, love and hate.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it. Now, how's Mr. Chubbs?
I bought him a new sweater.
Yeah.
I struggled to put him in it. And he walked out of the room, and a couple of hours he came back in, and the sweater was hanging over his tail.
How did he do that?
I don't know. He got out of the whole sweater, and it was just draped over his tail.
That's pretty good, because I was afraid you were going to tell me he consumed the sweater. But
Houdini'd it.
All right. Well, there's an athletic experience. You got him some exercise. All right. Well, Toeing the Line is on the list, and call me again soon.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Well,
now, we'll check out the news and more on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Loved those Cameo Parkway records. Some best produced stuff. And that, of course, the Orlans Not Me, 1963 on Cameo. My favorite Orlans record, actually. And it was a remake of a flop. Gary U.S. Bonds put it out a few years earlier. It did absolutely nothing. But man, that Not Me, that Stephen Caldwell with the frog's voice. And of course, he left us October 2nd and would have turned 83 today had he lived. But rest in peace, Stephen Caldwell. Oh, yeah, when I played my Special Angel, did that because it was on this date in 1957 that it was peaking on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 7. So 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. Lisa in Dundee, what's going on?
Hey, Raleigh. Have you ever done the top 10 worst Christmas songs?
Oh, there's just so many from which to choose. We could add that to the list this year.
No, I'm just wondering if, like, you'd started something after Thanksgiving and then played the list on Christmas.
No, I could, but usually what's most requested is people want to do their guilty pleasures, the song they're embarrassed to admit they love. But I'd be happy to do a worst Christmas because there's so much from which to choose.
That might. I just thought it might be kind of fun to hear.
All right. Well, we'll add that to the mix.
All right. Here's my turkey.
Yeah.
It's Shannon.
Oh, God. Henry Gross. Yeah, all right. Let's talk about the Beach Boys dog. A Beach Boys dog. Yeah, exactly. Right. That's what it was. Bad enough it had to be anything about the Beach Boys, but they're animals. All right, then. So.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all for me.
Well, it's a fine choice. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Okay,
bye.
All right. So, yeah, that's a good addition, Shannon. All right, getting nauseous just writing some of these. Nick in Baltimore, what's happening tonight?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right, how about yourself? What's going on?
I'm doing okay. I don't have any... I hate everything.
Yeah.
I hate the holidays, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that... Well, we open that club on Thanksgiving night, the I Hate the Holidays Club.
And oh, okay.
And we meet every night talking about nothing having to do with the fake frivolity.
Okay, that's when I have to call in for that.
Yeah. And,
okay, that I'll mark that down.
Yeah.
We have a request, though.
Oh, yeah, okay. This is good stuff, huh? Okay.
I hope you have Steve Bryant on again.
Oh, me too. Christmas. We usually do on Christmas Eve. I'll have to see what the schedule is because I know WGN's been running some specials, and so we'll have to do it around that. But he will be on with us this year, I'm sure.
Oh, great. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
I love Steve Bryant.
Me too.
I love this home shopping story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the home shopping networks used to be so good when they allowed them to have personality. And
you know they're taped. They're not live all the time.
It's all sorts of things now, but it's like everything else. They get too successful for their own good. It's like when the Weather Channel first started out and was just a geek channel, I loved it. I anytime I would be near a television that had that on, I would watch Dave Schwartz and everybody else make fools of themselves, and it was just great. And you know, now they have specials and all those things. I don't want to hear that. Or like TBS, when Turner first made that the superstation, Bill Tush used to do the news at night, and it was hilarious. But then when he started CNN, he didn't want to have Bill Tush because it would have been too much of a joke, you know, since he was serious about the news suddenly. But I really miss it. I remember it was during the Nixon issues and all that. One day everybody was wearing Nixon masks, you know, things like that. It was always something, and you know, it got successful, and that was the end of it.
Oh, it's just like anything. They used to do a thing here with the Eyewitness News on the Westinghouse station.
Uh-huh.
And they used to do Eyewitness News recap. And what it would do, what they would do is they'd have Jerry Turner, the late Jerry Turner and all those guys. Yeah. They did an in-between newscast with the all-night show.
Okay.
And they would cut up. I have some of it on tape somewhere.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
But it's online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It's online. All you have to do is
go to YouTube and look for
WJZ.
Okay, WJZ.
Eyewitness News recap.
I'm surprised they didn't call it the Eyewitness News, but okay.
Boy, if you see them today, it's totally different.
Well, right, but on all of it. You know, everybody's too serious for their own good.
It's just it's so wimped out and so generic now. It's not even. It's horrible. But I wanted to, you know, I told John we're going to do the With thing, but it's two different guys.
Okay.
Tinsley and Tinley.
Okay.
I sent you that. I sent you the.
Oh, did you? Okay, I got to look for this. Okay.
Yeah, it's the SID guy was Tinley.
Well, that, I thought. Oh, you're right. You're okay. Sid, obviously, that was his first name.
Sid Tinley, and the other one was Thomas Tinsley.
So there was an S in one name and not in the other. Well, did we ever find out who Sid Tinley was?
No, but he actually, the guy that had WITH actually started Muzak.
Well, that I know. That I know. I talked about that. That I'm well aware of. But okay, I just looked up Sidney Tinley. Now you told me there wasn't an S. I can find it. And he was a mortgage banker in Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's him. But yeah, Tinsley. That guy came from money, I think, who owned WITH. And yeah, absolutely. They had music.
Yeah, they had a chain. It was
yeah.
A chain.
Yes, that's right. So. Yep. Oh, good. So now I know. It wasn't Sid Tinsley. It was Sid Tinley. And suddenly you said that, and we found him. Great. Thank you.
There you go.
That's
there
wonderful to know. Thank you. Thank you. You did your homework, and I'm appreciative.
All righty. Well, I'll call you again next week or during your Thanksgiving thing.
Counting on it.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, it's one of those things I always saw in my little history books that Sid Tinsley had put on WSID, which, bought it anyway, and 1010 Daytimer. But Tinley, now I found him and found him right away. So thank you to Nick. So not related to Tom Tinsley, who, of course, had WITH. Oh, good. Well, these are the things that keep you up at night. All right. When you're not wanting to think about things that might actually be important. All right. So let's see. We'll get Karen and we got Naoto and Chris and Ralph and Mike, and we'll hopefully get through everybody. And I got 2020 news. So we'll do all that and more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Charlie Rich, 1965. Mercury, Mohair Sam, one of my all-time favorites, and definitely my favorite Charlie Rich record. And Dallas Frazier wrote that, and wrote it in pretty much about 10 minutes. Started to write it the night before the session, got in there, and they finished it together, and I just thought it was a masterpiece. I know working for Epic when they had all the big hits and, you know, promoting all those records that Billy Sherrill produced, it was heresy, but I would always get in, yeah, but Mohair Sam is my favorite. It was a good thing I wasn't knocked out by one of them. All right, so we'll get back to Karen and Mike and Ralph and Chris and Naoto. But I think a little 2020 news tonight. Again, the stories are all real. The writing is just a little more creative.
Simpson Settlement Score, plus Gatorade and Suburban Sicko Scandal. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Juice Judgment Jackpot. A staggering settlement strike sends shockwaves. The estate of O.J. Simpson has suddenly sighed and signed off on roughly $58 million for the father of his slain waiter son nearly three decades after the deadly double slaying that shredded certainty. The sum surfaces from auctions of Simpson memorabilia, scraping up retirement relics, while the IRS and a California tax claim loom large, like vultures circling a carcass of cash flow chaos. He ran from cops, but it's the creditors who finally caught up. One man's, if I did it, became, now I can't get away with it, creature of the Wack Lagoon. Some slippery suspect wriggled his way away from sheriff's deputies in the Runshine State. This guy with a gun skedaddled straight for a swamp and slithered himself under the slimy surface. The boys in blue bellowed at the creature, "Dude, just give the blank up," but the swamp thing vanished, leaving the law with the hope they'd free you later, alligator. The marshals may not like spiders or snakes, so at this point it's no body, no slime. Perverted puppy love. In a suburban Chicago shock storm, police pounced on a couple's alleged creepy covert conduct after detectives uncovered what they called a wag the dog disgrace unfolding inside a quiet neighborhood home. A man allegedly committed an unthinkable, unlawful act while a woman supposedly captured the calamity on camera, creating a digital dumpster fire of depravity that left investigators stunned. The duo now faces cruelty counts, criminal charges, and community contempt as the case trots its way through court. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
So there you have it. Like I say, it's true stories. And I hadn't heard that on the news, but O.J.'s estate is paying $58 million to Ron Goldman's father. Yeah. And now, of course, will he get it? It just means that he's been certified to be, a creditor and all the stuff that's going on in court. That'll be the deal. We'll see. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Karen in Madison, I believe, has some votes. Well, we'll see. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
I have a question, but I can also just add a song. Don't worry, be happy.
Oh, yes, Bobby McFerrin climbing the charts
for
us.
That.
Okay, all right.
Can you put that down? And yes. Also Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
Okay,
I'll add that.
Seconding Hurdy-Gurdy. Okay. Good deal. All right.
Now, my question, do you know anything about ketamine therapy?
It's originally an anesthetic. It's a dissociative anesthetic. In other words, you use it. Veterinary medicine uses it a lot, but there's a lot of off-label stuff now that they use it for as well. But
I see.
Yeah, right. And that's off-label. And I don't know anybody personally who has used it, but you hear it advertised all the time. So,
yeah. Here's Chicago. I didn't know there was one right, 2 miles away from me. But,
off-label, they use it for pain management in lower doses, obviously. And especially, I think they use it a lot for your neuropathy. And that's probably what the commercials are about, because if you have chronic long-term pain, you want to get away from opioids. So a lot of people are willing to try a lot of things. And so the other thing is, now this is kind of, I know there are commercials for it, but I leave the room when all that stuff is on so that I can do what I have to do, so I don't get to hear them. But I do know that there are cases where they're using it for depression.
Well, it's worth a free consult. You don't have to go any farther than that.
Well, absolutely.
I might.
Knowledge is power. Right.
What they say.
Knowledge is power. I would absolutely advise you to check everything out there is, because if you're dealing with a chronic condition, there's no reason that you don't look at everything possible, and then you make your own decision. So, find out. I'd be curious, and if you do it, I'd love to know how it is.
Well, I may try it, but I will at least listen to a free consult.
You betcha. Well, let me know what they tell you in the consult. Keep me posted.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
good deal.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. I'll join your hate
right,
when it comes.
Yeah,
okay,
good deal.
Thanks.
All right. So, knowledge absolutely is power, and when you're dealing with anything, you want to look at every conceivable thing. But you also, when you're thinking about something like this, there are long-term consequences, there are side effects, and you want to weigh it. I wish it was black and white where I could say on any of it, yeah, absolutely, it's all areas of gray. But for some people, results are certainly noteworthy. So I'll be curious to hear what Karen finds out. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, I believe Naoto was in Japan. So Naoto, what's up?
I was listening to your show maybe like last night.
Uh-huh.
And maybe like you were talking about after this experiences.
Okay.
So I'm a bit curious about what's your overview on after this, what's going to happen? you know, after we die.
Well, yeah, and again, anybody here who says they know for sure is lying, because we don't know till we go. But there's an awful lot of people who've come close. And I'll tell you what, if you just go to YouTube and you just type NDE, you will find thousands of videos. I mean, it is unbelievable. And you will hear all these people who were, you know, crossed to the other side while they were in this horrific car wreck or this accident or this surgery or whatever. And they all have interesting stories. So check it out.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but remember, they came back, so whatever they saw on the other side is just the demo version. And we know what it's like when you know, our computer programs give us a demo version, so who knows?
Yeah, so, anyway, so thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with that. I listen to them every night because I, you know, I have something to drone me to sleep. And I try for things that are not so interesting that I get caught, you know, get caught up in it and don't sleep, or so boring that my mind goes back to the things that I shouldn't be thinking about. So the ones in the middle, yeah, there's some woman, Dr. Mary Helen something or whatever. I've heard her for 3 or 4 nights now, and she's been great because I never get through more than about 10 minutes of her before I am just nodded off. So I figure in another week or two, I will have finished that. Now, I was thinking tonight I'd listen to the rest of the report from the interim report from the FAA, the initial report on the UPS plane crash. And then I realized, no, I'll be much too interested in that. That will not put me to sleep. So it'll be another near-death experience night, I guarantee it. All right, moments to go. So a few of those moments are Ralph in Rockford. So, okay, Ralph, what's up?
Ich muss sagen, danke schön.
Oh, yes, yes. So is it thank you very much?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right, good.
Yes, well, I happen to have a master degree in German, so yeah. I better be good, you know.
Oh, well, I'm sure you could ace German. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Yeah, well, I better, because I have a degree in English and German.
Yeah.
So, I try to be pretty good, but... your wish is my command, and you commanded me to call you on Tuesday and Wednesday, but it was too busy. So I will try again on Monday. It's usually my day.
Well, Monday will be trivia night, but let me look at next week, and we'll talk Monday, but it's better to talk long-term, like on Tuesday. Let me look at the calendar here to see what's happening. All right. And okay, Tuesday, Del Stecker's joining me in the first hour, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The second and third hour are wide open. So if you call me in the second hour Tuesday, I'll make sure that there's a line available for you. But call at the beginning of the second hour and we'll talk as long as you want.
Well, I don't want to take too much time because
we'll get to it. So that's the 25th in the second hour. So that would be 11 o'clock. And I'll talk to you then.
Yeah.
Okay,
then.
Thanks.
I will try to keep to the mind, but there'll be a lot of music talk.
Yeah. All right. Well, good deal.
Okay,
bye.
All right. Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
So, yes, that'll be fun. It's a date. Now, for next week, by the way, it'll be a full show for Monday Night Trivia, a full show on Tuesday, and like I said, Del Stecker, author extraordinaire, let me tell you what. Wednesday, we have a late start. We're late by an hour, and that'll be the last night for voting on the world's worst hit records, because Thursday is Thanksgiving, and that's the night of turkeys, and that's when we play them back. So, let us quickly get a vote from Mike. Mike is in Illinois. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Mike, what do you got for me?
I got the songs, Boots Were Made for Walking.
Oh, very good, yes.
The Night Chicago Died.
Okay.
Hey Jude.
Uh-huh.
Mother-in-Law.
Oh, Mother-in-Law, Ernie Cato, okay. You gotcha.
Yes, The Streak, famous song.
Yeah, right, Ray Stevens, okay.
The Bristol Stomp.
Ooh, okay, Dobells.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh, God, yes. All right, go on.
Indian Lake.
Is a team you should make with your little one. Yes, the Cow Sells. Okay.
Yes, Think the Bismarck.
Oh, Johnny Horton, I think.
Yeah, okay. and this is an ocean song, Put Your Hand in the Hand.
Oh, God, yes, of the man from Galilee. All right, you got it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Love it.
Have a great show tonight.
Thanks, appreciate it. Oh, that's wonderful. All right, those were some very very thoughtful votes. I appreciated them all. All right, so we've got about a minute, and they're Chris's. And so, Chris, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how's it going?
All right, so we got a minute. What's on your mind?
I got some songs that you like to play. Like, it's two songs. Like, it's, one of them is Christmas.
Oh.
And this song is called Alone in the World from Miss Sue's Christmas Carol, Jim Backus' son.
Yeah, I don't think so. But what else you got?
And also, I heard you talk about TBS back in the day because I missed the good old TBS Superstation.
Oh, yeah.
WGN was a superstation.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I missed the old USA Network, too, because they had USA Update with the news.
Oh, I know. I used to love the superstations. And all night on WGN, no matter where you were, you heard Ed for Tom Raper's RV World in Richmond, Indiana. I remember it well.
Yes. And yep. USA Network was a good show back then, good network. USA Update.
There were a lot of things that were good, especially when they were fairly worthless. When Court TV first started, they used to sell their Sunday program for Physicians Journal Television so that doctors could get continuing education points before anybody was listening to this junk. And I would you know, pay rapt attention. And when someone said, why are you listening? I said, well, it's easy to learn brain surgery when you know you're never going to do it. And so anyway,
donated Sundays for gospel.
That's right. All right, so you have ended the night. We will talk to you soon. Thank you very much. All right, so on that note, next live show is Monday Night Trivia. Tonight is Friday is a replay of Monday Night Trivia. And so we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, you know the deal. I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.